There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, there's a reason for that. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest, he does such a good review more than once in the past. I've watched his reviews and then gone after what he's reviewed to be a sponsor on the show. That just speaks to the way he does it, because I don't do that with everybody. He's very well traveled, very well respected, and he is in all facets of the gun industry out there nowadays today. I'm talking about the Military Arms Channel. He goes by the moniker of Sturmgewehr, but most people may just know him as Tim Harmson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to keep it together and keep it going and everything else. You have been on the road lately, haven't you?
I have. We like to do factory tours when the opportunities present themselves, and we set up a tour with MKE of Turkey recently. We were surprised to see at SHOT Show this year that they were going to reintroduce their line of roller locked rifles and handguns. And you know, of course, MKE has a reputation for building very high quality firearms. So we thought, what the heck? Let's see if we can maybe do a plant tour. And we talked to the guys at SHOT Show, and we wound up being able to pull it together. They took us over to Turkey. We got to see not only the manufacturing of their rifles, but we also had a chance to check out their ZQI ammunition line, which is manufactured also by MKE. It's a lot of folks probably shop at Walmart and find that really affordable ZQI ammunition sitting on the shelf thinking, gosh, how, you know, $10 for a box of 308, that's unheard of these days. They're wondering what the quality of the ammunition was. So a lot of folks found that information to be really interesting. The ZQI ammunition line was basically one of the high points, because we got to see from beginning to end how the ammo was manufactured there in-house and the testing that it underwent. And it turns out that it's actually NATO-spec ammunition. It is stuff that our NATO allies use. Turkey not only uses it for their own armed forces, but they sell it abroad to allies. So that was a lot of fun. It was really interesting.
That's not the first time you've gone overseas. Didn't you go to the Tabor factory in Israel?
We did. You know, that was the first time we did something big like that. When the Tabor was announced, it really caught my attention. It was one of those guns that the Canadians always posted pictures of online that they could have and we couldn't, and it drove me absolutely batty. So when I found out that there was a possibility the gun would be coming into the country, I sought out and found Mr. Michael Kastner at a SHOT Show booth. He had a real Israeli manufactured fully automatic select fire Tavor hidden under a counter he was just showing to select people. I went and sought him out and asked if I could see it. And that started the relationship. And the excitement continued to build. They were kind enough to send me a test sample to play with before they actually launched the product. And I beat it up, put it through its paces, and the gun, I fell in love with it. And so we started talking about the possibility of doing a tour. Now, these tours overseas especially are difficult, because you have to keep in mind that many of these companies are state-owned, which means that they're government-owned and they're government facilities, and governments tend to be very guarded about what they want to show the public or show the world, state secrets and all. IWI is is actually a privately owned entity, and it's kind of a splinter or a spinoff from IMI, which if you've been in the gun market for many years, you'll recall that when the Uzis were being brought in the 80s, they were brought in under the IMI banner. Well, IMI is the state-owned defense manufacturing facility, and IWI is the spinoff, which is privately owned but still resides within the state-owned facilities. So it has high security and all that stuff. And so, you know, it took quite a bit of work to get the background security checks and all that stuff in place and convince the folks there was a benefit to doing it. And then, of course, after we shot the video, we had security teams going through every frame of footage looking for anything that might, you know, be something that they didn't want out there. And we worked with them diligently to do that so we could produce that video. And what was kind of cool is it wasn't just the fact that a YouTube channel got to do that. You know, YouTube is kind of the up-and-coming medium as compared to broadcast media. But it was the fact that no film crew had ever been allowed such access before. So not only, you know, were we the first film crew in there, but we did so as basically new media, as a YouTube channel. And the same is true of MKE. They told us when we got there they'd never done such a thing before. They never allowed a film crew in to see everything from A to Z like that before. They'd shot some commercials with bits and pieces they used internally, but they had never allowed a film crew in to do that. So, you know, it's really exciting the fact that we get the chance to do these things, and the viewers seem to really enjoy them. Just recently posted our Beretta factory tour video over on full30.com if you guys want to check that out and get a glimpse behind the scenes on how, in particular, the M9 is manufactured and the ARX-100. That's now up and running live on the Internet. It went up this weekend.
The other thing, though, is that you're the one that's been asked to do this twice. I mean, nobody else, as far as I know, is getting asked to do this. Everybody else is sort of embroiled in what they're doing around here, fairly local and everything. And you have that distinct, I mean, there's lots of people. Krebs will let you in his doors anytime. Wyndham Weaponry will give you the key to the door anytime. There's a lot of factories and manufacturers out there that trust you to come into wherever they're building it, and they just let you build, let you do what you want to do.
Yeah, you know, and I feel really honored they trust us to do that. You know, I think it has a lot to do with, first of all, you know, most of these factory tours I seek out. I want to go do them. These are products that I have an interest in, and I approach these companies and see if they would be willing to do it. And some say yes and some say no. You know, these companies are trusting us with quite a bit when we come in and we say, you tell us what we can videotape and we won't show other things. It's not because we're trying to hide something necessarily. It's because they have competitors, and certain things that they do, they don't want their competitors to find out about because it can, you know, give their competitors a leg up. And then, of course, we have the whole deal when you're dealing with companies that are actual defense contractors. The government, the relationship with the government is potentially at risk if we show something we shouldn't. So, you know, we take what we do very seriously, and we agree to allow them to look at the footage before we post it and things like that. We agree not to shoot things we shouldn't. We don't try to, you know, be controversial and grab something that, you know, hey, look at this, here's a, you know, OSHA violation or something, and try to run with it and make big news and get a bunch of views over it. And they trust us not to do something like that. And that takes a while to build that trust. But, yeah, we feel very fortunate that we've had the opportunity as many times as we've had. We also had a chance to go down to Aguila in Mexico, and we'll have that video up here in the next few weeks. But we got to tour their manufacturing facilities down there. Aguila Ammunition is, you know, starting to come back onto the U.S. market, and yep. They've been around for many, many years. Matter of fact, it used to be an old Remington plant back in the 1950s. And so we had a chance to go there and see everything, and we're putting that footage together as well. So, yeah, we travel all over the place, and we have more that we're setting up. You know, there's places I'd like to go that we'll probably never get, but we're always, you know, looking for stuff that we think might be interesting for the viewers.
Coming up on the first break, you can find Tim. One of the things I like that Tim started recently, I mean, it's not that recent, but it's fairly recent. In the grand scheme of things, check out the Bang Switch. It's not just Tim riding there. He's got a whole veritable platoon of riders that volunteered to write for him. All good stuff. We'll be right back. My guest from YouTube, the Military Arms Channel, Tim Harmson, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-432. This portion of the show coming to you via G-Code, gcodetacticalholsters.com. Scott Evans' company, he has put together some stuff that the first generation was great. In the first generation. Now we're looking at the third, and I don't know what's coming up for the fourth. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Military Arms Channel, he has led me in directions before without ever knowing it. I think I had already done a few of these things before I ever even spoke with him. So then when I finally did it, I'm sure he was like, oh, what do we got here? So joining us again is Tim Harmson from the Military Arms Channel. I wanted to ask you about something that I see on the Bang Switch, because you've got a recent, this Thordson Customs AR Pistol Builders Package with a tube cover, a buffer tube cover. Was this all before the monumental ATF change in direction?
The Thordson itself or the article?
Well, the article is from November, but
yeah.
I was in the middle of those months. I didn't really even know it at the time, but I was in the middle of working my way into the heart attack situation. And
right. Yeah, that's...
So I wasn't paying attention to a lot of things. Is this when the ATF decided to change their mind on, oh, yes, you can shoulder that. It doesn't change it.
It was that the Thordson device came out as a competitor to the SIG arm brace long before the ATF changed its mind. The ATF changed its mind the Friday before SHOT Show this past year, or this year. So it was just recently the ATF changed its mind, saying that if you touch the SIG brace to your shoulder, you're now redesigning the firearm from a pistol into a rifle, and you're now in possession of an illegal SBR. As long as it doesn't physically touch your shoulder, you're okay. So if you cheek fire it and keep it 1 inch away or even 1 millimeter away from your shoulder, you're not in violation of the law, which I think even the ATF knows is a joke. They had mentioned at SHOT Show when SIG's lawyers and everybody else got into a room with them. There's about 45 folks together. The ATF said that they kind of realized that it was unenforceable, that it was kind of silly. And if you'll notice, the letter that they had written was kind of unique. It came from not the technology branch, but it came from the criminal division branch, which it was totally intended to scare people. I think the ATF was concerned that by having said that the SIG brace wasn't considered a stock and then seeing so many people shouldering them, they felt that perhaps they had made a mistake, but they didn't want to undo that because, of course, the device was intended for people with disabilities, and that would be egg on their face if they took that away from folks with disabilities. So they had to scare everybody not to shoulder the device. So it's just kind of a big mess. The ATF, just as most government agencies do, just continues to dig a deeper and deeper hole for itself. But no, the Thordson device was just a competitive device to the SIG brace, which the Thordson is designed to be fired from the shoulder. I'm sorry, not the shoulder, the cheek.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the things you point out, and I think it was your video I saw where you actually show shooting with just touching your cheek to it.
Mm-hmm.
How does, because you're not going to, you know, the ATF is going to catch you sticking your shoulder to that thing. It's going to be some local cop that might see you. And if you're out there doing the cheek with the buttstock an inch away from your shoulder, for example, there's not a whole lot of difference in the look between it not touching your shoulder and it touching your shoulder. And that's where the danger lies in that, isn't it?
It is, you know, and like you said, I did point that out in video. I purposely set the camera angle up so while I was firing, it looked as though the gun was in my shoulder. And then I had a separate camera recording at the exact same time from a different angle that actually showed it never touches my shoulder. And I said, you know, a lot of folks think that the ATF goes around making arrests and the chances of running across an ATF agent is nil, which is true. It's a relatively small agency. They don't have agents in every, you know, state running around looking to enforce, you know, their, you know, federal law. Most of the arrests for illegal weapons are done by local police officers. As a matter of fact, that the letter that we had gotten that circulated the internet and opened up that whole can of worms where everybody started shouldering the brace came out of Colorado. It was a Colorado police officer that had literally arrested a man in the woods who was shouldering his SIG braced pistol. And he had, you know, basically detained this person, had written a letter to the ATF technical branch asking if it was in fact illegal to shoulder the brace. The ATF wrote a letter back saying, no, the device itself does not change the configuration of the firearm, so it's still a pistol. The device doesn't change that. Therefore, there is no illegal way to shoot a handgun, so it is not illegal for him to shoulder it. Well, when that letter went out on the internet, everybody started shouldering the brace. The brace sales took off. And the ATF saw that, and that's probably what played into their decision to change their mind, saying, oh, no, you know what, you're reconfiguring the firearm by touching it to your shoulder, and it goes from a pistol to a rifle back to a pistol again, which is kind of funny because, you know, the ATF, under their regulations, shooting a handgun, you're only supposed to do it with one hand. A handgun under U.S. law is a device that's meant to be fired with one hand and one hand only. By putting your second hand up there, as all of us do, you're creating an any other weapon. It's not intended to be fired with two hands but one. So is the ATF now going to, based upon this most recent decision, go around to every IPSC and IDPA match or every firing range and arrest people that are putting two hands on their handguns to fire it, making it any, you know, paying the $5 tax? That's the reason you can't put a vertical grip on a, you know, a SIG Evo pistol without registering as an SBR. That vertical grip makes it a two-handed weapon. That's why it's illegal. So it's really a goofy decision. I think the ATF even knows that.
Well, I mean, and we're about to come up on the next break, but I have to think that when that first thing came out with the SIG TAC brace, first of all, whoever developed the SIG TAC brace for that short period of notoriety, he's probably sitting on a beach somewhere.
His name is Alex Bosco, and I know him well. He's a friend of mine. And
he actually didn't make a lot of money off of that, did he? In actual honesty, he didn't make a lot of money off of that, did he?
No, I think he's doing okay. I mean, he's licensed that to SIG and to Century Arms. He's doing a brace for the incoming Galil Ace pistols. He's doing braces for all sorts of different companies. So I think he's doing okay. I don't think.
Yeah, but the ATF had to notice a hit on SBR on Form 1s. They had to notice a dip in those when that first started happening because everybody was buying one of those. All the gun shops carried.
Yeah.
How many did you carry in your gun shop?
We couldn't get them. We carried a wall full of them if
yeah.
we get our hands on them back in the heyday. Yeah, you couldn't get your hands on them.
That had to have been a financial boon for people for a little while, and especially for SIG, and I guess that's why Thordson tried to come in on that and have an option to the SIG, you know, an alternative to the SIG TAC brace. But anyway, we're going to get back on what you found here lately of stuff. I want to talk to you. You use almost entirely steel-cased ammo when you test guns, don't you?
You know what? I've kind of moved away from it. I did for a long time. I've since transitioned over to Wolf Gold. It's slightly more expensive, but it's still really affordable in the grand scheme of things. It is marked as .223, but in my testing, it's loaded to 5.56 velocities. It's the equivalent of M193 ball.
Hang on. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is just the only holster I run. The only holster. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest runs them from time to time, too.
Yes, I'm a fan of G-Code.
Yes, you are. I've seen that many times. We're talking to Tim Harmson from the Military Arms Channel. A while back, you used to shoot, and you have a partnership with Wolf Ammo. You've had a partnership with Wolf Ammo for quite some time. But there was a lot of people out there that, there was a school of thought that if you were shooting with an AR, you had to shoot with brass. And you didn't do that for a long time.
I didn't. It mostly was because of cost reasons. I do know the folks over at Wolf Ammunition. They have donated ammo to the channel in the past, but, very rarely do I see any ammunition from them. So, I was left to buy 5.56 or 223 on my own. In many cases, I get all my ammunition from LuckyGunner.com these days, but, I was shooting steel simply because it was affordable. And I was of the opinion that if a gun won't run steel, there's something fundamentally wrong with the gun because every gun I have in my collection will run that Wolf steel cased ammunition. Everything from the FS2000 to my AR-15s to certainly any 5.56 AKs I have and SCARs and ACRs or whatnot, I've never had an issue with it. For the most part. But I did switch over to the Wolf Gold. A lot of folks assume that Wolf is a Russian company. It's not. It's an American company that rebrands ammunition they buy from all over the world. In the case of their Wolf Gold line for the 223-556, I believe it's Taiwanese. It's Taiwanese M193 ball. It's actual military spec ammo with sealant and all that good stuff, and it's loaded to over 3,000 feet per second out of a 16.5-inch barrel. So I moved over to that simply because it was hotter. The one complaint I had against the Steelcase stuff is it was really mild. It was well under 3,000 feet per second. You might have some cycling issues. My Steyr AUG, for example, I'd have to put it on the high cycle, open the gas port up to get it to cycle reliably. Aside from that, I never really had many problems with it. I've also found that the Wolf Gold stuff is more accurate, so I did a lot of my testing and my accuracy testing with that because it's standard military ball, and, you know, it'll give you respectable military accuracy, which is, you know, roughly 3 MOA at 100 yards, where the Steelcase stuff can be a little bit more erratic. It depends. It's a little bit, you know, I don't think it's as accurate as their gold line.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing about Steelcase, though, was the nightmare I heard about when cleaning the gun after you'd used it.
Yeah, see, a lot of folks, you know, back in the day, and this is going way back, the Russians would lacquer coat the steel case. And the steel case, people thought would damage the firearm. And it turns out that the steel is a very mild steel, and it'll crush under a boot on asphalt just like a brass case will, actually. You'll find that it's roughly about the same strength as a brass case, but it is steel, and it does corrode or oxidize. And so the Russians used lacquer for many years, and people would say that the lacquer would build up in their chamber and cause cartridges to stick. The reality of that lacquer, if you take an old lacquer case and put it in a vise and put a propane torch to it and get it glowing hot, you'll see just how hard it is to get that lacquer to turn to a liquid. It's unlikely that lacquer will stick into your case, but that spread around like wildfire, it's, you know, kind of a wives' tale. And so Wolf went to, for its commercial line, because the Russians still use lacquered steel cases in their military, for the commercial line, they went to the Polyformance, which was a polymer, you know, synthetic material that they put on the steel to keep it from oxidizing because people thought that it was lacquer building up in the chamber. Steel cases will stick in your chamber simply because steel doesn't expand the same way that brass does upon firing, and so it doesn't create the same gas seal that a brass case will. So you'll get propellant gases seeping past the case back into the action of the gun, which is why people say it runs dirtier. It's because more of those propellant gases are coming back into the action of the gun around that steel case that isn't sealing like brass does. And when it does that, it causes carbon to build up in the chamber. And if you put a brass case in there after you fired 1,000 rounds of steel, and you stick a brass case in there, which will fireform to that chamber very tightly, if those little globules of carbon are in there and you haven't punched your bore and cleaned that chamber out thoroughly, that brass will adhere to that carbon, that in, you know, the deformity of the carbon is going to cause in the wall of the chamber, and it will cause that case to stick. You can rip the case head off, or, you know, basically have a malfunction otherwise. So that's where that story comes from, that it's lacquer causing cases to stick. It's carbon building up in the chamber that would cause that to stick, and a Polyformance doesn't change that. You still, if you run steel, you got to clean your barrel quite often.
Was that started by ammunition purveyors, or was this just somebody that got out there and it just spread like wildfire?
Well, I honestly, I don't know. I'd be making it up if I told you I know how that myth got started. But it did, and it circulated, and people to this day, I hear them repeat that, much like I hear people repeat the story that, you know, the 223 was designed to wound the enemy and not to kill them. That's complete and utter nonsense. You'll never find that written in any military doctrine or any specification ever drafted by the military when they adopted the 5.56. So there's a lot of stuff that circulates the internet that is completely false information. People just repeat it because it sounds good, and it just kind of sticks. You know, you have a hard time getting past it.
Have you ever reviewed something that you thought was absolute garbage?
Yes, I have, and I'll tell you. I am not one of those gun reviewers that will pull my punches. I try to, you know, be honest and tactful. I don't just go out and trash a product, but I've certainly come across more than one product in my life that I do not feel is a good purchase. And in one case in recent memory, I thought was actually dangerous, and I told my viewers as much, and it came from a very large firearms manufacturer, much to their chagrin. I don't think they were real happy with my honesty, but it turned out that I was vindicated in my opinion of the firearm, because 2 months later they ceased production. So
are you talking about the Remington P51?
R51. Yep.
R51. Okay.
That's the one. All the gun writers are talking about how it's going to revolutionize pocket carry and concealed carry. You know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I was one of the first people at SHOT Show to go, why wasn't this gun at Media Day at the range? They have a wall full of them on the show floor, but there wasn't one of them at Media Day letting the gun writers shoot it. There's something wrong with this gun. And everybody's like, oh, no, you're just being crazy. You just want to stir controversy. And sure enough, when that thing hit the market, you know, you just watch my video. The guns are very, they were very, very flawed. They pulled them off the market. And everybody that sent their gun in for repair, nobody, to my knowledge, has ever gotten one back. And they were actually sending out certificates for free R1 1911 pistols to replace those pistols that people had sent in for service when their R51s weren't working. But I see the R51 at the NRA show. So they're still talking about it. They were supposed to re-release it last October. I still haven't seen one yet. But apparently they're not giving up on the project. They're just redesigning the pistol and fixing the problems that it had.
Ah. In addition to that, one of the other things you do that's got to set some teeth on edge is you'll go out there and you'll find something that doesn't cost as much as the combat ones do. And but you'll say, but this is just as good. And you do that a lot with optics. I mean, you led me to Lucid, which I had never heard of Lucid until I watched your review. So, I mean, you've done that many times with many different things, haven't you?
I have. You know what? There's a lot of good optics out there. I'm one of those guys that, you know, people think that we get given everything, and certainly we get a lot of T&E stuff, but, you know, I have a substantial firearms collection, and I have to buy optics for my guns. So I have to go out and look for affordable solutions. I can't put an Aimpoint T1 Micro in every gun I own. And so I take a look at things like Hilux and Primary Arms and Lucid and see if these things really hold up. And there's some really, really solid products out there, especially coming from Hilux. Their new B-Dot is an outstanding sight that has a longer battery life than the T1 Micro, believe it or not.
Wow.
And also Primary Arm stuff is rock solid. They continue to bring out products that just thoroughly impress me. And at the price point, they're for sale. And it's just unbelievable. My 1,000-yard, $1,000 gun, I tried to build a 1,000-yard rifle for $1,000. And the scope I went with was a Primary Arms 4-14 power front focal plane mil dot scope that was, I think, retails for around $250. It was the last scope I used because I thought it was so cheap it'd be the last one I would like. I went through.
You hang on. You hang on. We'll do it one more time. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, and this is the last time on the firing line, which I neglected to say. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. We are talking to Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel. I was asked earlier what you think of bump fire stocks.
I think they're a fun novelty, you know, for folks that can't afford full auto, which is a rich man's game these days, thanks
yes.
to President Reagan and the Hughes Amendment.
Yes.
You know, if you want to get a feeling of what it's like, I think it's a great alternative. I have no problem with them. I think that, you know, for folks that want to give it a shot and see what it's all about, it's certainly the most cost effective way to do it.
When were you in the military?
I joined in 1987. So
okay,
during the Cold War.
You and I
were the reason I wanted to go in.
Yeah, you and I were both Cold War. You know, when I was training, most of the combat basic rifle marksmanship that we trained with was all under semi-automatic, even the suppressive fire, unless you were an M60 gunner, because we had no SAWs back in the 80s. And I think we probably did, but they hadn't made it off the drawing board yet. But I have never been one of those people that's out there thinking, oh, wow, automatic fire, let me, because it's a whole different kind of shooting. It's more like, let me just hang on to this for 30 rounds. It's going to happen. It's going to be over with in the blink of an eye. And if you're buying the ammo, that's a gigantic hole you just punched in your wallet.
Yeah. See, I used to collect machine guns. I've slowly sold them off over the years. I, you know, they're fun novelties, but even in the military, as you point out, you know, holding on to your ammunition and conserving your ammunition and making each shot count is a very real importance, simply because, you know, you have a finite amount of ammo you can carry while you're in the field. We jokingly call the automatic setting on our M16s the panic switch. So you flipped it to auto when things got hairy and you're in CQB and you just need to put somebody's head down. You need to, you know, suppress the fire, basically. But that's what the role of the M249 or the M260 or the M60 or the M240 is. You know, that's the suppressive fire weapon. So most grunts will tell you that, you know, most of the time their rifles are set to semi-automatic and they're taking, you know, aim shots as best they can.
Yeah, I just don't I don't get that need to. I guess if you've never done it, I guess if you never tried it, I guess there's a want to do it. But
yeah,
it's you're talking about the rich man's game. Are you talking about actually buying the fully automatic lower, which, what, they went from $675 one day to $15,000 the next with the youth amendment?
I sold my M16A2 for $25,000 just recently. I bought it for $5,000 years ago. So yes, it's a rich man's game. It's just not affordable, and it's unfortunate. You know, it really, really is. It makes no sense because machine guns, when they were banned under Reagan and the Hughes Amendment, were a statistical zero with regards to being used in crime. I think up until that point, maybe one legally owned machine gun was used in a crime, and it was by an off-duty police officer using a MAC-10 to settle the score with a guy that was sleeping with his wife or something.
Yep.
So it was, you know, basically the most law-abiding people in the world are the NFA community, and we're always singled out and picked upon, and, you know, they're always trying to ban whatever it is that we use, suppressors, short-barreled rifles, machine guns. We're always constantly finding ourselves trying to defend them.
Damn, they never get used in crime. I'm being asked if, now, the M16A2, they fielded those when I was in the service. And
same here.
We had the three-shot burst on that because
it
was reckoned, even with the military, that we would get there and just hold the hammer down till it was empty and go, and then finally remember to reload if we weren't shot down in the middle of our excitement. Do they still have burst selector switches on the guns now? Are they still three-shot burst, or do they go back to the full-on chatter switch?
The M4 has gone through a couple of different iterations. The original M4 was a burst gun. Now the M4s are full auto. The military, you know, was trying, again, to conserve ammo, trying to keep the grunts from holding the trigger back on the fun switch, but they realized doing that caused more problems. There are times, obviously, when you may need more than a three-round burst, and, you know, it's a training issue more than it is something that needs to be, you know, regulated through, you know, mechanically through the firearm itself. So the military, I think, has moved away from that whole three-round burst thing.
And they're getting their, they were getting their education on the on the field of battle.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to try things in theory, but when you actually have to apply that theory and life on the line, you tend to change the way you look at things.
What about the TACCON trigger? Have you tried that one?
You know, I have. I've played with the TACCON trigger. I had good luck with it, but I realized something. You know, I can fire an AR-50 on its own.
Yep.
A lot of people watch my videos and go, "Holy cow! Did your gun double up on you? Did it go full auto?" And it's like, no, I just have this ridiculously fast trigger finger. And so when I put a TACCON trigger in my AR-15, it just made it that much easier for me. So I found that I could really get off bursts, fast bursts that were very, full auto like, very easily. But then I also learned when I handed it to somebody that really didn't have a fast trigger finger, that wasn't a seasoned shooter, they struggled with it more. So there is a learning curve. But it certainly makes it easier to do once you get the hang of it. But there is a learning curve.
You ought to go back and watch Such's Gun Owners of America video that I was in, and then look at that when I'm running an AR, and then after that, you can decide whether you want to challenge me on how fast, who can shoot the fastest on semi-auto.
I tell you what, I'll take a Geissele trigger and stick it in an AR, one of their super match triggers, and I can really rip those things, man. You'll swear it's a machine gun.
in the video I'm in, I'm using a DPMS stock trigger.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go watch that.
I had a compensator on the end of it, but I mean, you know, it's a muzzle device, like all muzzle devices, and
that's interesting.
Go take a look at it. I don't know. Nobody told me I had to be slow when I got up there with that gun, so I just let it go.
Can I throw something out there?
Sure.
So I want to let you know, if you haven't heard already, about Full30.com, which is...
I was going to ask you about that. Tell me about that.
So Full30.com is a firearms community that's built by gun nuts for gun nuts. A lot of the video guys, both from broadcast media and YouTube, the top talent in the gun world, have started to come over to Full30.com. There's a number of reasons for that. First of all, YouTube, it basically screws content creators regardless of what your content is. They are not transparent in what they pay you. There's very little money to be made on YouTube. And if you want to do this professionally, you're going to have to find some other way to do it. So instead of individually going out and doing it ourselves, we decided to make a community where we all support each other, and Full30.com is that community. We're selling our own ads. We're cutting out the middleman. We're hosting our own videos. And here's the beauty of it. not only are you supporting the content creators because they're actually able to make a living off what they're doing there, but the ad revenue that's changing hands isn't winding up in the coffers of Obama's election campaign or Hillary Clinton's election campaign. And if you go back and look, Google was a contributor to Barack Obama's campaign in 2008. When you're watching these ads playing on Google, a lot of these companies are anti-gun, and the money that's exchanging hands is going to finance people that would disarm you. That will never happen on Full 30. The only advertisements you see on Full 30 are from fellow Second Amendment companies, either, you know, gun manufacturers or tourniquet manufacturers or ammunition manufacturers, but whoever they are Second Amendment supporters, and none of the money that goes through Full 30 will ever wind up in the coffers of somebody that would deny us our rights under the Constitution. So that's another reason why we're doing it. And plus, we wanted to give advertisers a place to advertise. If let's just pick a name, Glock, for example, wanted to run a pre-roll ad on YouTube, AdSense and Google, one and the same, won't take their money. You simply can't advertise firearms or related products on YouTube. It's taboo. That's not the case. Now you can actually, advertisers have a place to reach their audience. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's still free to the viewers. We have a great interface there. All the top content creators, we have everybody from Vickers Tactical TV to Freedom Fighters, from the Pursuit Channel, from the broadcast side to, you know, Mr. Guns and Gear, myself, Iraq Veteran, 22 Plankster, the Forgotten Weapons guys. I mean, we just keep bringing on more and more content creators.
You don't have no audio, though.
I don't have audio.
You don't have the audio purveyors out there.
We are working on that. You know, we would love to get some of the podcasters and stuff. We do want the audio side, and we will bring it on. But there's a lot of things happening I can't talk about right now, but you will see Full 30 continue to grow into new areas very quickly soon.
We need to get together and talk then. But we're about to run out of time, so we need to talk about that. That'll be a whole other show when we do that.
Absolutely.
Fine. You can find Tim at thebangswitch.com. Full 30. FULL30.com, and of course on YouTube and the Military Arms Channel. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Roger that. All right, folks, we will do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.